Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Well, here we are, another fantastic episode of the Global Fresh Series. In any language, welcome, fresh produce aficionados. You're tuned into the Global Fresh Series, where freshness knows no borders, but I still like to stamp your passports with some fruits or vegetables on there. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from Long Beach, California, where history, hospitality, and fresh produce come together in one delicious salad bowl mix. It's getting closer. It's starting to look a lot like Christmas. Are you ready for it? Now, being a flight attendant for many years, working on an airplane during the Christmas season kind of ruined Christmas for me. The entire time that I flew, I worked every Christmas and every New Year's Eve. And let me tell you, people are at their worst during the holidays. There was no TSA or cabbage baggage check when I flew. People hauled on everything except the Christmas tree, and they were in not so good of a mood because this was the one time of the year that they make the trek to the obligation to see the family. They're not so keen on visiting, but it is the one time of the year besides Thanksgiving that most people do get together. And in this age, it's not just family dynamics but politics that are driving families together or splitting them apart. It was interesting, the mood during Christmas with the traveling public, because at least in those days, everyone got a hot meal and had plenty of leg room. Today, I cannot believe the straitjacket seats with even the bathrooms. They're so small, you can't even turn around. How much smaller can the space get on an airplane? So are you traveling for the holidays? Give yourself plenty of time and enjoy that free glass of water that you get on the flight, because they may be charging for that soon as well. It's crazy to think how much flying has changed. And the most important part is don't forget to take your fresh fruit. I go to Starbucks or into one of the supermarkets, and I get the largest drinking cup that I can take. And what I normally like to do is I fill it up with grapes or even cherries. I know that cherries are no longer in season, but the Chilean cherries coming in have been stellar. I would definitely get some Chilean cherries, fill that cup up to the brim, or any kind of fresh cut fruit, because I'm telling you, when you're on a flight and all you're getting are a lot of salty snacks, that is such a refreshing snack, is to bite into some nice fresh cut fruit. Now let's shift our focus to the U.S. Pacific Northwest today, specifically Northwest Washington, because torrential rainfall has become more than just a weather headline. It's a real-time challenge reshaping how agriculture operates in one of the state's most productive growing regions. When we think about Washington agriculture, we often picture apples east of the Cascades. But on the western side, in places like Skagit and Whatcom counties, growers are producing berries, seed crops, specialty vegetables, forage, and dairy feed that supply markets far beyond that region. This year, however, just within the last few weeks, rainfall hasn't just been persistent, but it's been intense and poorly timed. We are seeing a repeat of last year's flooding in Valencia, Spain, happening in one of the most productive agricultural regions known for berries, seed crops, potatoes, dairy forage, and specialty vegetables. Berry growers in particular are feeling the pressure. Northwest Washington is a major producer of blueberries and raspberries, and excessive moisture can quietly undermine that fruit quality. Even when berries look good at harvest, shelf life and disease issue can surface later in the supply chain, reducing the amount of fruit that ultimately can make it to market. Then there's infrastructure. Torrential rainfall has overwhelmed drainage systems, flooded rural roads, and limited access to fields and processing facilities. For dairy and livestock operations, that means complications with feed deliveries and animal movement. Logistical challenges layered on top of agronomic ones. But before we can continue with this discussion, let's take a moment to shine a light on our first-class sponsor that are a true leader in the world of spuds. They are proudly Canadian and proudly Manitoban. Their Manitoba is a true potato powerhouse, growing top quality potatoes and storing them to ensure a fresh local supply all year long. No matter the season, Manitobans can count on homegrown potatoes to elevate everyday meals or shine in holiday dishes. And our next Canadian sponsor, they work with issues that can arise from global trade that require experts to navigate smooth sailing for payments. That is when you turn to the DRC, known as the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute and Resolution Corporation. Make sure to stop by Hall 25, B22 at Fruit Logistica 2026 to meet their team who can help you navigate through these channels and make trade with confidence. Now, at this time of the show, grab a healthy piece of fruit as we cut to commercial. We will be right back.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And welcome back, fresh produce aficionados, to continue our discussion on these horrible climate change storms that hit different areas, whether it's Valencia, Spain, or northwest of the United States, which is Washington State. It really does have a huge impact on the logistical challenges, whether it's, you know, from dairy feeds to agronomic ones. So what's striking in conversations with growers is how often one word comes up, which is unpredictability. This isn't just a wet season anymore. It's intense rain events concentrated into shorter periods. And that volatility is now a core business consideration because producers are rethinking planting calendars, crop insurance, drainage investments, and long-term risk management. Weather has moved from being a seasonal concern to a strategic planning variable. For buyers and retailers, these conditions can translate into short-term supply disruptions, variability in size and quality, and a greater need for sourcing flexibility. Northwest Washington agriculture remains resilient, but its story is a powerful reminder that localized weather events increasingly carry global implication for the fresh produce supply chain. And also, what about the consumer? Because if it's really decreasing those yields and the quality of what is being harvested is not that great, then whatever is making it to market is making it more expensive for the consumer as well. Because in agriculture today, rain isn't the story, timing is. And just like the floods that destroyed the agricultural regions in Valencia, Spain, we in ag are keenly on the lookout to follow these weather patterns. Another area that experienced a reduction in crop sizes this year is due to La Nina condition was in Peru, with a modest increase in their avocado production because it's a major Hass producer exporting heavily to Europe. They are continuing to expand irrigation and production areas to maintain competitiveness despite some of these weather anomalies. And speaking of avocados, let's recognize our Colombia avocado sponsor. It's Colombia's main season, and Colombia has volume and quality to support promotional programs and fill your supply gaps. Colombia avocados will meet your growing category demands year-round. And as we head to a quick commercial break, take another bite of that nice piece of fruit you might be eating. We will be right back.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, a huge welcome. And as always, we just really want to thank all of our amazing sponsors who make this program possible and throughout 2025. It's been a great year with sponsorship, and we look forward to more of it in 2026. So what's the key takeaway? I was talking about these events, these anomaly weather. Well, they're not getting to be just an anomaly anymore. They're kind of beginning to, unfortunately, become a little bit more normal, which we don't want, is these really intense weather patterns that can hit anywhere from Valencia, Spain to Northwest Washington. And unfortunately, they're hitting in areas that are heavily agriculture. I'm thinking to myself, diversification in growing region in some of these regions, because many of these suppliers have different microclimates from mountainous to coastal regions, they're giving them opportunities to stagger harvest times and segment size by demand per market. For example, typically first shipments of cherries or avocados from the Southern Hemisphere goes to the Far East markets like China, Japan, and South Korea. But this year, Chile took a shift in logistics with the first shipment of cherries that were normally shipped to China going to the European market, resulting in Europe receiving cherries much earlier, a few weeks earlier than normally expected, but putting them in a really good position because it's coming right up on the holiday season, the Christmas season, when consumers are looking for something special as a gift or to serve during a holiday meal and are willing to pay probably a little bit more. So those cherries are critical, those fresh cherries during Christmas time in the European market, for retailers to get them out and have a little bit of a bump in revenue or in sales during this time. Another shift that we are seeing is increasing reliance on digital tools to monitor soil conditions, crop performance, and weather patterns that are facing the reality of climate change. Growers are being much more proactive to integrate, I call it the Internet of Things, to make data-backed solutions. I am seeing more of these companies exhibit their services at the trade shows as well. On to other global fresh produce news. Vietnam received the first shipment of Australian-produced blueberries. These blueberries were grown specifically for the Vietnam market, coming from the Berry Collective. It was a collaborative effort among the Berry Collective, Thai Produce Marketing, On Min Fruits, and Berry Sweet in Western Australia. Australia is in a unique position as the country's production schedule and climate allow for harvesting premium blueberries during peak demand. in Asia with the Vietnamese market forecasting to generate 2.65 million in the first year, with a potential 5-year growth at 14.6 million. Congratulations to the Australian blueberry growers. They saw an opportunity where they could grow these blueberries and bring them in at a peak demand during in Asia. I did not know also that Vietnam is the world's second largest producer of pomelos, with annual production exceeding 1.32 million short tons. Their pomelos are already exported to 14 countries, including the U.S. The country has a new market with recent approval to export to Australia. Now, that is what I mean when I open up the show with the fresh produce industry being all global and the passport to the world. I would love to hear your comments. Just drop them on the LinkedIn post or the Produce Industry Network, and let's keep this conversation fresh. That's a wrap for today. Until next time, I'm Juanita Galio, reminding you that in the world of fresh produce, everything's connected and every border crossed tells a story of collaboration, resilience, and growth. Stay fresh, stay inspired, and we'll see you next week, which is Christmas, on the Global Fresh Series. It's been such a pleasure having you join us today. And as always, we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you somewhere in the world, in the aisles of one of the trade shows, on the horizons, in the orchards, wishing you a very Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, whatever you're celebrating. Until next week.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.